2nd, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress. Hope
for
all
I do. For another visitation of your Holy Spirit, for waking us to see a brand new day, for giving us the activity of our limbs, for enclosing us in our right mind. For that, God, we want to say thank you. And God, as we look back over the last week, you've brought us, saved thus far, through many dangers, toils, and snares. We've already come. So we don't mind saying thank you this morning, because you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we could even be to ourselves. We've got to say thank you. And then, God, when we realize that you have kept us through seen and unseen dangers, again, we've got to say thank you. And then, Lord, for some of us this morning, we had to press our way. We had to push our way. And others of us rejoiced our way. But, God, we made it by the grace of God, and we say thank you for that. Now look down upon your people this morning. You know what we're in need of. Stop by every person on every row, in every seat. Visit with them, God. Let them know you hear the prayers. Let them know you've seen their tears. Let them know you've not forgotten your promise. And that, God, you are able to do anything but fail. And for that we say thank you. Bless those who have experienced bereavement this week. Keep them, God, as only you can. But let them know, those who have been called home from labor to rest are in a better place than we are right now. And dear God, that one day we too will have to lay down this life. And God, we want you to be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up high, I'll make you rule over many. And God, we'll be ever so careful now as we ask your guidance as we walk through this word. Speak to our hearts. Challenge us, God. Change us, that we might give you all the glory as you give us the good. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. 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 Give God some glory if you don't mind in this house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles, if you don't mind, to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. And it simply reads, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed 7 days. My brothers and sisters, I want to speak for just a little while from the subject, believing God for the victory. Yes. Believing God for the victory. If you don't mind this morning, if there's someone close to you, turn and look at him and say, my brother, my sister, believe God for the victory. Now, if you really believe that, come on, give him praise. This entire chapter is devoted to faith and understanding the order of faith, understanding the operation of faith, and then understanding the outcome of faith. It's important to recognize that every verse in this 11th chapter is focusing upon the reality of faith in the believer's life. In both the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it's dealing with the reality, as verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And when we recognize that our faith that God has given to every man is somewhere, the question becomes, where is your faith? Is it in God? Is it in his word? Is it in his promise? Or is it in the world? Is it in your fears? Is it in your doubts? Is it in your unbelief? Your faith is somewhere. The question is, where is your faith? And this whole chapter is designed to exercise and stretch your faith to believe God consistently for the victory in your life, for the challenges that shall come in your life, for the promises God has made to your life. It's important to understand God wants the believer to understand we must please him by exercising our faith in him and his word. Believing God for the victory. Amen. Well, that sounds wonderful, but how many of us know it ain't always easy? I mean, if we would just be real this morning, I know there are some things that sound good to say in a religious gathering. It sounds good when other folk are going through it to encourage them with them words. But sometimes when you go through it, the things you tell other folk are hard for you to do yourself. Look to the hill from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Oh, that sounds holy. Be still and know that I am God. All that sounds, he hadn't brought you this far, but they that wait upon, oh children, you gotta wait on him. All of those things sound good until it's you. Can I get a helper in the house? But in exercising your faith, it builds you up for the reality of all of those things spoken that are true concerning the word of God. Now this verse simply says, by faith. Keep that in mind as you read the rest of it. By faith. Believing God for the victory must require you to believe by faith. Because here's the truth of the matter. You're not doing it. God is. You see, our problem is we think that we've got to do it even with faith. That's why it's difficult to believe God for doing it and to do it, because we believe we still have to do it. Now, we may have to do some things. We may have to do our part. But it's God who will give the victory. And see, one of the things I've shared with you over and over again in our ministry together is the fact that God expects you to do the possible. And he will do the impossible. So here's one thing that's easy for you to remember. Whenever it's something you can do, that's your part. Whenever it's something you can't do, It's God's part. Don't get it twisted. God never expects you to do his part. And God won't do your part. And so there are just some things, if you're going to believe God, you're going to have to understand about his word. Let's look at this word again. By faith. Because everything, again, is propelled by faith. It's powered by faith. It's brought to pass by faith. It's manifested by faith. So keep in mind, by faith. Now, look at what it says. The walls of Jericho. The walls. First of all, the walls represent denied access to the enemy. Walls. When you place walls up, it is so you can keep some folk out and keep other folk in. But it's denied access out or in. And so when the walls of Jericho were erected, it was so that they could keep the inhabitants of the city safe against the enemies, against other kings and kingdoms, against warriors, against those who would overtake and overthrow the city. So the walls were big and strong. The walls were fortified. And so the walls determined how secure a city would be. And so the walls of Jericho were some of the strongest and greatest walls of its time. They were noted for its strength and stability. And so to understand that is to understand that it would require a miracle for the walls to come down. They were breach proof. The enemy couldn't tear these walls down like talking about. These walls were built to withstand major attacks again and again and again. The safety of the inhabitants of Jericho felt secure in the fact that once the gates were closed, they were protected behind the wall. And that the enemies were denied access. But that was one problem. God had promised Jericho to Israel. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. I said God had promised Jericho to Israel. And so it was time for Jericho to give up all their goods. But how many of you know the enemy don't want to give up what God has given over? And so they weren't going to willingly walk away and say, all right, well, you can have it now. We're through with Jericho. Go on to have it since God has given it to you. No. They, through their walls, through their gates, made clear that the access to Jericho was denied. But thanks be to God, my brothers and sisters, when we understand this story, it'll help us to understand our story. Because there are some walls of Jericho around some stuff God has promised you. I'm trying to go somewhere here. I know historically this is about Jericho, but pragmatically, this is also about you. God has made you some promises, have given you some things that are currently occupied by the enemy that God has said is yours. Hear me well now. And the enemy ain't trying to give it up like talking about. But what you've got to understand is that's the way of the enemy. Understand, if God made you the promise, hold God to the promise. Hold God to the promise. Listen at this. The word says very simply, and if you had time, I'd like you to read Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 through 27, and you'll understand the unfolding of this fantastic story. And you will understand that this was an assignment given to Joshua that was a divine assignment. It was a designed assignment, and it was a detailed assignment. And if you go into that, you'll get all of these nuggets in the actual reading of the story in Joshua chapter 6. But time will not permit for me to go through all of that. But let me also tell you where that was denied access. The record goes on to say the walls of Jericho, here it is, fell down. Fell down. Now, if you had denied access and the walls fell down, then that was only because of divine access. Lord, some of y'all just sitting there like you don't get this. Can I tell you the only way you're going to get into walled cities in places that are designed to keep you out is if God gives you divine access? How many of you right now can think back over your life and think of places you have entered in that was designed to keep you out, but God gave you divine access? If the world had its way, you would not be behind those walls. You would not be in the safety and security of the city. It was designed to keep you out, but divine access gained you entrance. Entrance. You entered in by divine access. The Bible says the walls fell down. Joshua says the walls fell down flat. Now that might not make a whole lot of difference to any of you all, but the walls could have fallen down and they still couldn't get over because they were so well built and so huge. But when the word says the walls fell down flat, it meant that God made sure that they had easy access. Somebody is not hearing me this morning. When God opens up a door for you, he opens it up wide for you. Ain't no doubt that God wants you to go in. It's your time to go in by the way he opens up access for you. But there's another reason why he opens it up that far and that wide. Not just for you to go in, but for your enemy to come on out. The walls fell down. Now that's interesting. How the walls fell down. The walls weren't walking. How did they fall down? The walls weren't moving. How did they just fall down? Here's what you got to understand. That the walls were secure. Amen. Until faith shook them loose. Amen. Listen, I'm trying to go somewhere. Listen. And I think I need to throw out parenthetically, if you read the story, nobody put a hand on the walls. Man couldn't take credit for those walls coming down. Only faith. They didn't bulldoze those walls down. They didn't push those walls down. They didn't tear those walls down. They just faith those walls down. You got some walls that you need to faith them down. You need to exercise your faith. You need to believe God that God has promised and he is no shorter than his word. And by faith, you're going to believe that he's going to do what he promised he's going to do. Tell your neighbor, faith your walls down. Stop trying to talk your walls down. Stop trying to push your walls down. Stop trying to cry your walls down. Faith your walls down. So we had denied access. We had divine access. But I need you to see that the record isn't through. It says, after they were compassed about 7 days, the walls fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. So what did this represent? This represent delayed access. I'm trying to help somebody understand that you need to hold on to your promise. Old folk had it right when they say, God may not come when you want him. Yeah. But he's always on time. He may not show up the moment you think he ought to show up. But I can promise you, you don't have to worry. He's on the way. And I've discovered from the word that even when he shows up late, he can reverse what the enemy did before he got there. Now, when you serve a God that big that he could show up late and then turn around what the devil meant for evil and make it good, then it don't matter when he show up. Have I got a witness in the house? If you knew your God was that big and the devil had done all of this evil while he was not yet present, but when he showed up, he could reverse everything the devil did. Wouldn't it be worth holding on to your victory? Yes. Believing God for your victory, trusting God for your victory. The Bible is filled with case after case, illustration after illustration, example after example, how God himself moved by faith in the hearts and lives of the people of God. And so sometimes, my brothers and sisters, your victory might be delayed. But what you got to understand is, it's still coming. It's still coming. I don't care what you feel. I don't care what you see. I don't care what they say. It's still coming. It may be delayed, but it's still coming. Listen, this is actually out of order because it's saying, as and it seems as though the writer was so excited to tell you that the walls fell down. It should have read like this. By faith, the walls of Jericho, after they were compassed 7 days, fell down. That's the correct order. But he got so excited, he says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after about 7 days. Lord, y'all don't hear me yet. But there is a point strategically to putting it this way. Because so many people of God miss their blessings when it doesn't happen when they think it ought to happen. Yes, the walls fell down, but they fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. The details are in the 6th chapter of Joshua. But for those of you who hadn't read the story, quick note is that Joshua had given them instructions. The instructions he gave to them, he got from God. Amen. Listen, we're going to put the armed men before these who will blow the trumpet of the ram's horn, who will go before the ark, the covenant of the ark. See, and we're going to march around the city one time on day one. And then when day two comes, we're going to get up and do it again. And then when day three comes, we're going to get up and do it again. And when day four comes, you get the picture. We're going to do it again. But listen, on day seven, God's perfect number, God's complete number, we're not going to do it one time. We're going to do it seven times on the seventh day. But here's what I love about what Joshua say. Joshua say, keep your mouth closed. Because here's the point. Some of you don't know when to shout. Y'all not hearing me yet. Keep your mouth closed. He say, and when I tell you to shout, then open up your mouth and shout like you ain't never shouted before. And after they had marched on that seventh day, seven times around those walls, he said to them, blow the trumpets. And the trumpet, and he said, all right, it's shouting time. Israel, get your shout on. And they shouted the victory. And with the thunderous applause of the shout, the walls fell down. Fell down. Because they believed God for the victory. And my brothers and sisters, listen. Delaying your victory is a test of faith. God let things happen to prove not only to you but to the devil that you're going to trust him till it's over. That you're going to believe him till you get what God promised you. That there ain't no turning around. No giving up, no letting go, no being scared, but holding on to what God promised you, because if God can't do it, nobody can. And my brother, my sister, as I close this feeble message this morning, remember that your victory may be delayed, but even if it is delayed, it's on the way. Give God praise today. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, this simple word of believing God for the victory is yours today. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He is faithful who promised. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Time, come on. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another today? Whoever you are,